All right, what's going on, guys? In case you haven't noticed, there's a lot of weird and bizarre things happening to the Earth right now, and it's so much so that it's got scientists baffled, per se. And of course, they're defaulting to their common blame and what they're going to equate all this to. And so just get ready, because you're going to hear this term all over the place. But today, I'm going to throw a disclaimer out, and I'm going to present to you why I replaced that term with a term in the Bible called birth pangs, because I believe that's what's really happening. So hang in there. We got a lot to show you today. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, as I've pointed out many times in previous podcasts, and we even talked about this, I think, a little bit yesterday as well, I believe the Apostle Paul gives us the greatest revelation on some of the things that we're going to talk about today in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through probably 22. I'm going to read this and I'm going to explain what he's talking about here. For I consider that the sufferings at this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation, and notice he talks about the whole creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That's the church, by the way. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. In other words, all of creation, When the sin of Adam came, when sin entered to the world, all of the curses, all of the things that were not in the beginning, it was perfect. There was not thorns, and animals didn't kill one another and eat one another. There wasn't violence that was covering the earth. There wasn't all these things, the fatalities the creation was subjected to, but it was subjected to it when the fall of Adam took place. So not only did mankind suffer through this, the consequences, but all of creation. So that's what he's talking about here. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Again, one day there's coming a new heaven and new earth. He's going to make everything like it was in the beginning. It was without sin. It was perfect. There was no corruption. There wasn't any of these things. Now look at this. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs. I mean, it's plain as simple right here, guys. That you can't get no plainer than that. The whole creation is groaning and laboring with birth pangs together until now. Okay, so what does it even look like? If you, again, we talked about this before. If you think about a woman in travail, a woman in giving birth, her body goes through travail. It goes through pangs. It goes through, there's physical alterations. There's physical pains and sufferings that is involved with the process of giving birth. So if the entire earth in creation is in travail giving birth, it's going to be shaking and moving, and there's things that's going to happen. And this is what I believe, in my opinion, this is why you're going to see the increasing magnitude of disasters. Again, hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, tornadic activity, unexplainable things like we're going to talk about today, where the earth is doing things that are leaving the experts scratching their heads, baffled, bewildered. And of course, they like to default to the CC word. I don't want to use it because then the stupid YouTube will put a little disclaimer up and all this stuff because I use that term. So you're going to see that term using this. So let's show you some of these headlines. And again, they will blame it on man and it's our demise. And I'm not saying that we don't have a hand in some of this stuff, but come on, guys, wake up. There is some things that we didn't do this. Okay, again, I believe scripture makes this plain here. All right, the system that moves water around the earth is off balance for the first time in human history. The system that is responsible for moving water around the earth is now, they're saying, is off balance for the first time in human history. And guys, can you do me a favor? Help us get this out. Hit that like button. Take just a second. Hit that like button. Hit that bell notification. Hit the subscribe button. Help us push this out so that other individuals can catch these programs and well and be blessed by the same programs that you do. By the way, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. All right, humanity has, and again, right off the bat, they blame humanity. Humanity has thrown the global water cycle off balance for the first time in human history, fueling a growing water disaster that will wreak havoc on economies, food production, and lives, according to a landmark new report. Here we go. Here, get ready for the propaganda, and I'll let you guess where this is going, but don't miss this. They're saying that the repercussions of this could, again, quote, wreak havoc on economies, food production, and lives. Think about it, guys. Think about the book of Revelation. Think about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Think about the black horse rider that deals with the economy, with famine, the scales. Think about the plagues and the food shortages and the famines. The book of Revelation tells us this stuff is coming, so this should not be somewhat of a surprise to you. All right, decades of destructive land use and water mismanagement have collided with human-caused climate crisis to put unprecedented stress, interesting term there, on the global water cycle, said the report published on Wednesday by the Global Commission on the Economics of Water, a group of international leaders and experts. The water cycle refers to the complex system by which water moves around the earth. Water evaporates from the ground, including from lakes, rivers, and plants, and rises into the atmosphere, forming large rivers of water vapor able to travel long distances before cooling, condensing, and eventually falling back to the ground as rain or snow. Disruptions to the water cycle are already causing suffering. Nearly 3 billion people face water scarcity. Crops are shriveling and cities are sinking as the groundwater beneath them is drying out. Look at that, guys. So again, according to this report, as a result of groundwater beneath the earth drying up, nearly 3 billion people are facing water scarcity, crops dwindling away, and cities sinking. Let me know what you guys think about this in the comments, in the chat. The consequences will be even more catastrophic without, quote, urgent action. The water crisis threatens more than 50% of global food production. Look at that. And risk shaving an average of 8% off countries' GDPs by the year 2050, with much higher losses of up to 15% projected in low-income countries. Quote, for the first time in human history, we are pushing the global water cycle out of balance. This is according to a co-chair of the Global Commission on the Economics of Water and a report author. Precipitation, the source of all fresh water, can no longer be relied upon. Wow, that's a huge statement, guys. Let me read that again. The precipitation, which is the source of all fresh water, can no longer be relied upon. Scrolling down here, the report differentiates between blue water, the liquid water in lakes, rivers, and aquifers, and green water, which is the moisture stored in soils and plants. While the supply of green water has long been overlooked, it is just as important to the water cycle, the report says, as it returns to the atmosphere when plants release water vapor, generating about half of all rainfall over land. Disruptions to the water cycle are, quote, deeply intertwined with, here it is, and I told you it was coming, guys, the CC word. We knew this is where this was going. It always goes back to this, and that's why I said they have an agenda that they're pushing, okay? But as believers, oh, come on, let me pull this back here for a second. As believers, come on, we are not going to be deceived by this stuff. We see through this stuff. We have to go to the scriptures. And again, I believe that these things, I don't deny that these changes are happening in the earth. I'm not going to be one who says, well, these are lies and it's not happening. I believe it's happening, guys. Look around you. Look at the upheaval and the intensity of disasters that are happening, the increase in this. Now, does man have a role in that? Absolutely. Is there manipulation of weather and systems and machinery going on behind the scenes? Absolutely. But also, birth pangs are happening. And I'm going to tell you something. Birth pangs are also equated with judgment. The shedding of innocent blood produces disasters. I don't have time. I can't do this in these 2 p.m. Eastern segments, but we've done whole podcasts on this. Go to the book of Jeremiah. Go to the book of Isaiah. Go to the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, there's souls that John saw in heaven that are crying out underneath the throne room of God is where John saw them. And they're crying out saying, how long, O Lord, until you shall avenge our blood? And when Cain slew Abel, his blood, and actually in the Hebrew, when you read that from the Hebrew, it's plural tense, bloods, his bloods was crying out from the earth. And the reason why there's an S on there, rabbis teach, is because not only did Cain take out Abel, but he also slew, when he slew Abel, he slew all the generations that would come from Abel. So it's plural tense. So blood has a voice, your Bible says. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Blood has a voice. It cries out from the earth. So think about this. When you think about all the innocent blood that's been shed in America through procedures that one particular party in general has for their main platform. And again, we wonder why these things are happening. Again, I think it's a form of judgment. I believe it's birth pangs. The crisis is made more urgent by the huge need for water. So are we talking about water wars here? Are they giving us a clue that we're going to see water wars in the near future? Again, we'd love to hear your comments on this. The report calculates that on average, people need a minimum of 4,000 liters. That's just over 1,000 gallons a day to lead a dignified life, far above the 50 to 100 liters the UN says is needed for basic needs. Oh, of course, the United Nations would get in there and try to tell us and dictate us on how we should live our lives. But nevertheless, and more than most regions, we'll be able to provide from local sources. Richard Allen, who is a climate science professor at Reading University, England, said the report paints a, quote, grim picture of human-caused disruption to the global water cycle, the most precious natural resource that ultimately sustains our livelihoods. Human activities are altering the fabric of our land and the air above, which is warming the climate. Here we go. Intensifying both wet and dry extremes and sending wind and rainfall patterns out of kilter, added Allen, who was not involved in the report. All right, here we go. Got another one for you. This is from the dailymail.com. The Gulf Stream is on the verge of collapsing. Leading CC scientists warn. Again, plunging the United Kingdom into a new ice age. Wow, what a statement. Let's see what this is about. The network of ocean currents which keep the Earth's climate stable could be about to collapse. In an open letter, 44 of the world's leading climate scientists say the key Atlantic ocean currents, including the Gulf Stream, are on the brink of failure. The scientists caution that the collapse of the Atlantic meridional overturning circulation, that's AMOC, could lead to, quote, devastating and irreversible impacts, excuse me, guys, which will affect the entire world for centuries to come. Man, these claims, right? The resulting climate fallout could plunge the United Kingdom into a new ice age, with winter temperatures plummeting up to 27 degrees Fahrenheit below the current average. While the collapse of the Gulf Stream would be disastrous for Britain, the vital current is just one small part of AMOC's massive global system. The giant ocean conveyor belt is critical for moving heat around the planet, but research suggests that it has been slowing down. Look at this. Slowing down and could soon reach a, quote, tipping point. Without urgent action, the scientists warned that AMOC could fail completely within the next few decades. And here's a little graph, if you guys are watching by the visual of this, how the Atlantic Ocean's giant conveyor belt works. There's, for all the nerds and those who really get into this stuff, you can get into that. And I'm not being condescending there, guys. I'm just joking around. Because listen, guys, I'm a nerd when it comes to the Bible. I'll tell you right now, I would rather have a concordance and a Bible and a study manual and give me 2 hours alone and study the Bible rather than watch a bunch of nonsense on TikTok and all that stuff. Okay, as warm water travels northward from the tropics, it hits the sea ice around Greenland and Nordic countries, cooling and becoming saltier. As the water cools, it becomes a denser sinking. It becomes denser, sinking rapidly towards the bottom of the ocean, where it flows back towards before once again warming and rising to the surface. This process of deep water formation is the engine for a vast global conveyor belt, which pumps heat and water all around the Atlantic oceans. However, studies now suggest that AMOC's deep water engine has started to, quote, slow and is now showing worrying signs of breaking down altogether. If this process were to break down entirely, look at this headline right here, guys. It would have, quote, catastrophic knock-on effects, including the weakening of the Gulf Stream and the disruption of global weather patterns. There it is. So again, look at these reports. This is what I'm talking about. Think about this, guys. Let me slow it down here for a second. Just talk to you for a minute. Think about everything that's happening. We're seeing a societal breakdown. We're seeing the breakdown of church. And I say the church. There's a breakdown from within internally. The falling away, if you want to be more biblical on that. We're just seeing a societal upheaval breakdown. If you want to get biblical on that, Luke 21, distress of nations with perplexity. We're seeing the breakdown of family units, morality. All of this stuff is starting to break down. It's falling apart. It's unraveling at the seams. And now these new reports are saying that the earth itself is unraveling and coming apart from the seams. It's disintegrating. It's falling apart. The mechanics of how it operates is slowing down. It's breaking down. It's coming apart. Well, what do you know? That's exactly what the Apostle Paul said when he said that all of creation is groaning and laboring with birth pangs because it is longing for redemption. It's longing for the renovation. The Apostle Peter said the earth will one day in the future. Let me show you this. I'll pull this up in scripture. This is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Come on. And I love what he says after this. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Come on, somebody in the chat, type in new heaven and new earth. That's what we're longing for. That's what creation is longing for. But again, Peter tells us that There's been a judgment of water, Noah's flood, and there's coming a judgment by fire. Okay? So one has happened, the other has not yet happened, but it's coming. Let me give you another. Let's move on here. I got some more stuff I want to show you here. Look at this headline. What caused an unexpected record-breaking tidal event on China's east coast? What? This was an extraordinary event. Late Monday evening along the coast of northeastern China's Bohai Sea, however you pronounce it, the water began to rise as it normally does when tide comes in. But the water kept rising. Under the cover of darkness, the tidal surge swept across several coastal regions in the provinces of Liaoning and Hebei, as well as the city of Tianjin, and I'm sure I slaughtered those, so we'll just move on here, which is situated just over 62 miles southeast of the capital of Beijing. The waters quickly flooded inland areas, prompting emergency responses and shattering official records. Look at this, shattering official records. Here's one image of this, and I think we got some more images here. In the absence of obvious wind and waves, a sudden increase in water levels over such a large area has, quote, never been recorded either domestically or internationally. The head of the storm surge forecasting office at the National Marine Environmental Forecasting Center in an interview with state news agency on Tuesday. Again, this was stated by the head, this man right here, Sifu, however you pronounce his name, noted that this, again, has, this type of event has never been recorded. Here we go. Never been seen, never once in a lifetime, once in a thousand years, unprecedented. I told you a long time ago, you better get used to those terms. Here's some more images of this. The event was strong and sustained, with water levels staying about 39 inches above normal, more than 20 hours, with several tide gauge stations and Liaoning reporting record-breaking levels. But the impact was also felt in many other parts of the country. Reverse flows of seawater surged down the coast of the Yellow Sea and one particular province there, as well as the East China Sea coast and southeastern Fujian province in the South China Sea, including the regions of Hong Kong and Macau, tides were 12 inches higher than usual. Residents all along the coast share videos online showing submerged roads, with some joking that their villages suddenly look like Venice. In the cities and all these cities, I'm not even going to name all these. You can look right here on your screen here if you're watching. If you're listening by Apple or Spotify, they're provinces and locations in China. Buildings were flooded, prompting residents to scramble to higher areas. Look at this. Guys, these scenes right here are reminiscent of places in North Carolina like Asheville. Look at the flooding that's happening worldwide and globally. And here it comes. Again, it's amazing to me how this agenda is pushed on a global scale. Quote, this serves as a reminder to us in the context of global climate anomalies, extreme weather events may arrive quietly without any warning. You know where they're going with this, right? With this agenda. But again, I see it through the lens of prophecy. We need more research on new kinds of natural disasters. All right, here's another picture. Look at this, guys. This is incredible. These are all these cars that got washed away into this, it looks like a river here. If it wasn't, it is at that moment. Again, vehicles washed away by floods as heavy downpours hit China. An amateur meteorological enthusiast group known as China Weather Fans posted a video suggesting that the event was mainly the result of a, quote, rare confluence of astronomical, meteorological, and oceanographic and topographic factors. Wow, that's a tongue. That's a lot to take in right there. And then meanwhile, back here in America, Northern California is still reeling, guys, from earthquake swarms. This latest one, here's the headline, quote, series of earthquakes rattled Northern California early on Thursday. Again, that was yesterday as a recording of this, because today is October the 25th of Friday. Five earthquakes shook Northern California late on Wednesday and early Thursday morning. The largest one was measured at a magnitude 4.4 just before midnight, and it struck 2.5 miles southwest of Petrolia in Humboldt County. There was also two quakes in the same area measuring 4.1 magnitude and two others measuring a 3.6 and 2.9. Now, interesting enough, Southern California's water supply, this was a warning that was actually given recently, Southern California's water supply could be, quote, crippled by the next major earthquake. Now, think about what we've been talking about. They're saying that these changes to the earth could trigger water shortages, and you know what that's going to cause? Water wars. And now, if a major quake was to strike California, they're saying that it could disrupt the water supply. Living in Southern California, it may frequently cross your mind, when will the next big quake hit? Quote, we're afraid of earthquakes because they're sudden. We can't predict them. You don't see them coming. According to seismologist Lucy Jones, she is the first to acknowledge common fears of injury or earthquake-related deaths like those seen in the 94 Northridge quake. But should that still be top of the mind 30 years later? Maybe not, she said. The earthquake is inevitable. The disaster is not. She does, however, point to one specific risk that she says could impact all of LA metro area. A big quake along the San Andreas, and here it is highlighted, quote, water's potentially our worst problem in every one of the aqueducts that bring water into the Southern California area across the San Andreas Fault and will be broken when the earthquake happens. Again, Lucy Jones, who is this seismologist, says that not if, but when the big one strikes in the Los Angeles region, in the area, in Southern California, they will have a water crisis because every one of the aqueducts that brings water into Southern California, all around that San Andreas Fault region, will be broken when, not if, when the earthquake takes place. So guys, wow. Again, the birth pangs of the Messiah are increasing. And again, if you know anything about the natural order of birth pangs, the birthing process, the birth pangs precede the breaking of the water. When the breaking of the water comes, you will know that the delivery is coming. Now, if we was to equate this in spiritual terms of what we're talking about here biblically, these disasters, these earth changes, if you would, are going to continue to magnify, increase, and intensify. And again, the water breaking, in my opinion, is again an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has not been seen in the earth since the days of Acts chapter 2. When it was initiated, this would be what we call the former rain, and the latter rain would be this final outpouring. This is the water breaking. And then the delivery, or what we would say the deliverer. It reminds me of an old Rich Mullins song. My deliverer is coming. And friends, he is coming. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not picked up our free app, I want to encourage you to pick it up today. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications so you can be kept up with everything that we do, every podcast, every update, every prophecy viewpoint. Everything's going to be right at your fingertips. As always, guys, if you appreciate this ministry, you'd like to stop by and sow a seed into our ministry, or be better yet, partner with us, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through different methods, either through the app, through the website, right here on YouTube. There's a, at the very top where it's pinned, it says support. You can click there. There's a link there. If you're watching by Rumble, there is a, in the description of the video, there's a place where it says support the ministry, and you could click there as well. And of course, guys, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that to, by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we're going to say goodbye for this afternoon, But we plan on being back here tonight for our larger show that we do, where everybody gets together as our church family in the chat room, and we have a good time. And we'll bring you something of interest tonight. We'll have some talking points, and I'm not really fully sure what we're going to talk about tonight, but we'll have something lined up tonight. Again, same time, same place, same channel, right here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.